What we are saying is that the SADC summit cannot be used as reason to dismantle fundamental and basic freedoms and human rights that are protected under international law. And we've seen this happen the last couple of days, where it's the latest example of the escalation of their violations against the civilian population in Zimbabwe, throwing a very wide dragnet of jailing perceived critics, jailing and targeting innocent civilians, harassing families of those that are perceived to be critics of the government.
So you were saying that more than 160 people were arrested since mid-June. I spoke with the Zimbabwe Minister of Information. Of course, he refused an official on-the-record interview, but he said to me that in a message on WhatsApp, that your allegations are a hogwash. And he also said that the government did not suspend law and order and that criminals will always be arrested. In other words, the government is abiding by the rule of law.
It's unfortunate that that is what is coming out of the authorities in Zimbabwe, but the facts speak for themselves. For example, on June 16, the Zimbabwe Republic Police raided a private home in a suburb of Harare and arrested over 70 people, most of them young, in what was an attack on the right to peaceful assembly and the freedom of association. Many of these 70 people, according to their lawyers, and this has been articulated in court, were assaulted, were beaten up, were tortured. Some of them have showed up in court with broken limbs. This is a fact, and since June 16th, several times, they've been denied bail.
Idris, what would you like for SADC to do then?
So we are saying that SADC should use the August summit, and importantly, President Mnangagwa, who's going to assume the chairmanship of that regional bloc, as an opportunity to encourage Zimbabwe to put in place key reforms to improve human rights, democracy, rule of law. And we are also saying that SADC should speak out against this intensified crackdown against the opposition, against civil society members, against families, against the civilian population. We have seen in the last few days, for example, the rolling out of military tanks onto the streets of Harare and into the townships in a clear act of intimidation of the civilian population. And it's quite unfortunate that the SADC bloc has not said anything about it. And I think it is imperative for SADC to say something publicly about these human rights violations. SADC needs to take a clear stand against the crackdown. They also need to push on Zimbabwe and demand an immediate and unconditional release of everybody who's been arbitrarily detained simply for exercising their constitutional rights.